Hope you are well this sunny Sunday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Now, as I was saying, we've got St. Catherine's Hospice theme going on this morning. This is after the midnight walk last night. So hundreds of people supporting St. Catherine's Hospice on various routes, various lengths. Tell you all about it between now and midday. Lots of little snippets from last night. If you are one of the walkers, I hope you're having a bit of a lay-in and breakfast in bed this morning. I thought this would be very topical. So St. Catherine's Hospice after this. When I
wake up. The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
So it's the midnight walk and we're here at the start. And with me now, Wayne Stepney from St. Catherine's Hospice, Head of Site Services. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Clive, and thank you for coming along to support our Midnight Walk 2024 with us. This is a massive event, as you can see. We've got over 675 people walking for us this evening.
Lots of orange t-shirts.
Lots of orange, lots of glitter, lots of glamour. And what we need to remember, all these lovely supporters are walking for a reason. Because they're walking to remember their loved ones, but most importantly, raising vital funds for our hospice, which we need now more than ever.
Especially in the current economic climate, it's tough for any business raising funds, but especially a charity doing the amazing work St. Catherine's Hospice do in the community. And over here, look, we can see on the back of the t-shirt, walking in memory of my granddad, of my mum,
my best friend.
And it's a mix of emotions, isn't it?
Absolutely, and partly it is very emotional.
It's a lot of fun, it's a good event, good way to raise decent money for St. Catherine's, but also an emotional side. Over here there's a board with memories and
pictures.
That's
right. So this is an opportunity for people to reflect, to remember, but most importantly raise those funds. So our mission tonight and our target aim is £120,000. And as I said earlier, 675 walkers taking part doing that. And the atmosphere, it's just starting to warm out now. Our 20 milers, they've already left.
They've left already. They're walking as we speak. 4 o'clock, 4
and 30. We think normally the last walker gets over the finish line by 4:30 this morning.
And Giles, the chief exec,
hand the medals out. Giles high fives everybody as they're coming over. They get a lovely bacon sandwich and a glass of fizz afterwards as well, and that's the least we can do for these amazing people. But yeah, it's a massive event for St. Catherine's Hospice.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
My pleasure. See you later.
Lots of people dressed up in costumes and a sea of orange t-shirts. Here's one large family walking and raising money for St. Catherine's Hospice. Are you looking forward to it?
Very much so. Very much so. It's good to be together and it's for a wonderful cause.
Now, you can't be doing the 20 miler because they've gone already. What distance are you doing?
So Carol and I are doing the 2 with our grandchildren and my daughter Christy is doing the 13.
It's a real sort of mixed family event. And are you looking forward to it?
Slightly, but I did a half a marathon yesterday, so I'm aching a bit.
You're super fit then. Half marathon yesterday and then up. Dressed in these brilliant dinosaur outfits. Yeah, how far are you going to walk in these?
13 miles.
13? And you're doing the 13 as well? Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, yeah.
Have you done it before?
No. Not at all.
So you thought you'd go straight in at the 13 mile. You got your dinosaurs. I mean, they are huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge, right? And is there a reason you're doing it?
So I'm doing it for my Uncle Mark.
And I'm doing it for my partner. I lost him 3 years ago to cancer. So.
Yeah, and St. Catherine's Hospice do amazing work behind the scenes as well, and very grateful for you being one of the 675 walkers tonight raising needed funds. So thank you very much.
No, it's the work they do is brilliant, honestly. It changes lives.
It's the Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton.
So with me now, Rena and Barbara, up for the 7 mile walk. Looking forward to it.
Really are, yeah. We've done lots of practicing, lots of walking, so really raring to go.
But and you two are besties, aren't you, Rena?
Yes, we are. Through our children, we've become really good friends. So yeah, she's my rock.
And so on a serious note, you're walking tonight in memory of your mum.
Yes, she passed away 2 years ago. Yesterday, actually.
Wow.
So it's quite heartfelt for me. But St. Catherine's Hospice did really well, even to the bitter end. So yes.
Yeah, it's incredible the work they did.
Well, I probably was one of the lucky ones that my mum had the best 6 weeks in St. Catherine's. she was able to come home and have her end of life at home. But the plan from St. Catherine's Hospice was right to the end. I could ring up at any time and they were always there. So
yeah, I mean, what struck me is the staff go the extra mile. I mean, it's funny, yes, we're talking about walking, but they literally go the extra mile every day to make a difference.
Absolutely. All the staff are so caring. Nothing you asked was an effort or anything. It was just came naturally to all of the staff there. They do a remarkable job.
Absolutely. And I love the orange T-shirts. The orange T-shirts, and on the back here we've got a picture of your mum. Very proud to be of you.
And on
thank
my
you
heart as well.
And on your heart as well. Very good. And Barbara supporting, picture on the back there as well. And thank you very much for taking part in this and raising money for St. Catherine's.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best. So, Midnight Walk, St. Catherine's Hospice, and there's a brilliant vibe here with singers. That's your mum singing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my mum. Very proud of her, yeah.
So how comes you sing? Tell me more.
So, basically, a while ago, my mum made a theatre company, and then last year, she did the show Calendar Girls, and she raised £18,000 for St. Catherine's.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the last 2 years, we've come and we've just, like, done a sing-song, you know, to get everyone in the vibe for their Midnight Walk and just to, like, you know, make people smile again.
Doing a fantastic job. And do you sing as well?
Yes, I sing. I've just been on stage singing as well, and it's so great to support such a great charity. Yeah. My granddad has cancer, so it's always nice to just get people in the spirit of doing something good for charity.
And how old are both of you?
I'm 13.
And I'm 12.
Wow, well done to both of you, giving
thank
up
you
your Saturday night and getting behind this.
Thank you.
And how about you?
I'm not singing, but I'm supporting my sister who's singing.
Oh, you're like the cheerleader, yeah?
Yeah.
So what tunes what songs are you going to be singing?
I sang Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Very good.
And I sang A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Lovely, well done, fantastic. Thank you very much for supporting St. Catherine's Hospice.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
We're from Bodywise Boutique Wellness in Warnham, and we're walking for them today.
Oh, brilliant. Well done. What length routes are you doing?
We're doing a little mixture. So some of the 20 milers they've gone, with a few of us doing 13 and a few of us doing 7.
Brilliant. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much. We did it last year. It was fun. Do it again. I've got my speaker, so we're going to put the radio tunes on.
So anyone listening at home thinking about getting behind this next year, any tips for them?
Make sure you train in a pair of trainers that you're able to wear.
Comfortable in. Don't sign up for the 20 miler unless you've at least done the smaller ones first.
Yes, I did 20 last year. This year I bought my blister plasters and I'm doing 13.
Yeah, there's a few blisters last year.
And tell me more about Bodywise.
Oh, it's Boutique Wellness in Warnham, and we do lots of different classes. I teach yoga there. Liz teaches.
Large group and small group PT and personal training as well.
Okay, and if people are interested, how do they find out more?
Website? Bodywise.co.uk.
So it's very exciting here in Broadbridge Heath. It's building up the atmosphere. With me now, Laura Bland, the communications and PR manager. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you again. It's amazing, isn't it? 700 odd orange T-shirts, people walking in memory of, and for lots of other reasons. Lots and lots of funds going to be raised, hopefully tonight, for St. Catherine's Hospice.
Yes, it's one of the most amazing nights in our calendar. Definitely the biggest. It's really humbling, you know, in the sea of orange, you see all these pictures, you see people's names. Everyone's walking for a really personal reason, but they're all looking forward to it. There's a really positive energy, and it's just an amazing, amazing night to be part of.
We are just moments away from the start that we're going to go and join as well. I think we'll end up doing a big countdown.
Yeah, that's right. So the 2, 7 and 13 milers will be going off. Our 20 milers are already en route. They've been going since 8 o'clock and are still going strong. And we've got over 100 volunteer marshals stationed out on the route, cheering them on, keeping them going. We've got volunteers at refreshment stops. We've got volunteers in a remembrance area. So everybody's working together to make sure that our walkers have the best night possible.
And we must say a big thank you to all of the walkers and also the volunteers and the staff for making this a phenomenal event.
Yes, yeah, I mean, we can't thank people enough, and thank you to you, Clive, as well, for being here to cover it and help us raise awareness of St Catherine's, because it's such a special place to so many of us.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
So with me now is Jo. This is your 12th year volunteering at the Midnight Walk.
Yes, it is.
What are you going to be doing tonight?
Well, I'm marshalling.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to the end of the evening to give out all the medals for Jars.
That's amazing, isn't it? I think 4:30 in the morning, something around the early hours.
5 o'clock, yeah.
So the Midnight Walk with St Catherine's Hospice here in Broadbridge Heath, and they're just about to set off. Just warming up at the moment, 700 walkers doing their exercises. We're about to do the countdown. So with me now, Giles, Chief Exec for St Catherine's Hospice, an amazing event this evening.
Well, 675 people have just crossed the start line and they're out to do 2 miles, 7 miles, 13 miles and 20 miles for us St Catherine's.
A sea of orange.
A sea of orange, all hoping and going the extra mile here, literally, to raise money for much needed funds to help care for people who are at the end of life.
And this is a big, big event and it's a mixture of emotions, isn't it? On one hand, yes, lots of fun, it's a midnight walk, but on the other hand, there's also the memories and people walking for people in memory and the brilliant work you do at St Catherine's Hospice.
Well, absolutely. You heard at my intro at the beginning there, we're remembering people in the last year we've cared for from the age of 18 to the oldest one being 93. And, you know, so many people walking tonight are walking in memory of someone they love. And you could see that on the back of most of people's shirts, that there was a name, there was a photograph, even the young children were walking in memory of someone they've loved. It's very poignant, very poignant. But of course, it's a great fun night. And, you know, I can't thank the people of Horsham enough that they enable us to do this year on year, helping out our hospice to go forward. And the great thing is that St Catherine's Hospice is founded in Horsham back in the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
And so to do it in our hometown, to have this kind of love, is a special, special privilege for St Catherine's Hospice.
Well done to you and your team.
Well, it's all about the team, really. There's 180 volunteering slots tonight. Many of those have been picked up by staff colleagues, but also a load of volunteers have stepped up to help make this event marshalled and safe. And, you know, again, the hospice is has a special place for all those people, and their contribution is enormously valued.
The walkers as well. Mustn't forget the 20 milers started earlier.
Yeah.
And they get back 4:30 in the morning, even later. And I hear you're going to be here handing out the medals, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm here every year till the very, very end. The last walker will see me and I'll high five the very last one through, because in the end of the day, you know, I'm working for them, aren't I? They're raising the money.
Brilliant.
And they're making it possible what we do. So, you know, on behalf of everybody who's dying, to all your listeners, thank you for the support right across the county for what we're doing. It's absolutely marvellous.
Thank you very much.
We'll see that tonight. Bravo.
Thank you very much, Giles. Have a good one. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.